Welcome back.
Who is going to be the next American Idol?
This week, Fox's American Idol kicked off its 10th season with host Ryan Seacrest greeting a stadium full of hopefuls. Auditions had the usual blend of the good.
My love, there's only you in my life.
And the, well, not so good.
Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day.
But facing the hopefuls were some new judges. Simon Cowell, the judge everyone loved to hate, departed after 9 seasons. Cara Diaguardi and Ellen DeGeneres also left the show. To replace them, American Idol went with star power. This season, Jennifer Lopez and Aerosmith lead singer Steven Tyler joined Randy Jackson in weeding out the wannabes. But does this lineup make audiences long for the good old days of Simon, Paula, and Randy? Joining us with her take is Ann Powers, chief pop music critic for the Los Angeles Times. Ann, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Ann, for the longest time, a lot of viewers, myself included, tuned in to see Simon Cowell being mean. How does the show feel without him?
A little bit different in, I think, some good ways. Simon Cowell has kind of taught us all how to be music critics, if you will, or at least to judge talent. And I think the mean streak he had was very important part of giving American Idol sort of a sense of authority, you know? It's unclear at this point how it's going to work with Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler. It was a much more kind of benign vibe. There's definitely a little bit of a danger that it's going to be too nice. But at the same time, I think both Tyler and Lopez bring really exciting new things to the judges' table.
Yeah, the judges' table did seem to get along a lot better than I've seen in the past. And each judge had a different reason for joining Idol. Let's hear a little bit from Steven Tyler.
I took this gig because I love music and I'm so thirsty and hungry to try to find a Janis Joplin for this era.
Steven Tyler's an interesting choice for a judge because, of course, he comes from the world of hard rock, not a world initially associated with American Idol. American Idol has always been more about pop, about kind of modeling yourself after Celine Dion or Whitney Houston. Although, truth be told, the most successful contestants of recent years have been rockers. We had Adam Lambert,
Chris
who didn't
Daughtry.
Win, Chris Daughtry, probably the second most commercially or third most commercially successful idol ever. David Cook was a rocker. Even Kelly Clarkson has a kind of a rock edge to her. So to me, it totally makes sense to open up Idol more to a kind of a rock attitude.
And Steven Tyler brought a little sexy to the show.
He brought a little sexy. It's a little scary sexy, given that he's old enough to be the grandparent of some of those contestants.
Steven has a crush or two of his own.
An Italian with tattoos, I love you already. Sexy. Where is your pitchfork, you little devil?
But nonetheless, I thought it was really interesting that the producers chose to play that up, because when Paula, who had, you know, her issues around expressing her desire for different contestants, Paula Abdul, when she did it, it was considered slightly distasteful or over the bounds. But I think, you know, a male rock star is supposed to be sexy. The show needs some sexy. It needs a little bit of that energy. And that is part of what makes a star. So it shouldn't be as hidden as it's been in past Idol seasons. Now, of course, Jennifer Lopez is sexy in a different way.
Yes, she is. And she knows how to market herself and she knows how to perform. But the show yes. seemed to emphasize how difficult it was for her to reject bad singers.
Oh, this is awful. Oh, my God, I hate
it's
this.
It's not a good feeling,
Why
is it?
Why did I sign up for this?
Jennifer Lopez is an interesting figure in pop because actually, even though her career did definitely go on the downturn a while ago, she embodies what it is to be a successful pop star now. She was kind of ahead of the curve, to make a pun. She, you know, here's someone who was pretty good at a lot of things, definitely a good dancer, pretty good singer, looks great, fashion icon, actress, but not great at any one thing. And that is a new kind of pop star that we see a lot now. Pop stars have to be able to multitask. And I think that's why Jennifer Lopez is a good mentor for American Idol, because she was already telling some of the contestants, you know, you have to think of your image, you have to present yourself in a certain way. It's all connected. And that's so true. And that's been a problem with a lot of the idols after the show, like Lee DeWise, who won last year, he was a, you know, pretty okay singer, but he just had no quote unquote personality. He had did not have a good image. So J-Lo can hopefully offer some guidance to the contestants to how to hone their image, which is so important today.
Let's talk a little bit about the contestants. One audition that really stood out for me was 16-year-old Robbie Rosen. And he had one of those stories that American Idol producers love to find. He spent a couple of years in a wheelchair, and he's out of it now. But his performance of the Beatles yesterday really caught my ear because of his new take on it, which you often don't see until later in the Idol season.
Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday.
I think what his audition showed us was that Idol contestants are coming in very prepared. They are doing their research. Most of them, and including him, because if you did a two-second Google search, you would have found some of his previous work on YouTube, have been recording themselves and putting their clips up on YouTube. So they're kind of used to playing around with cover songs. The Idol producers know that last season was a flop in terms of the actual contestants. Nobody stood out enough to really make a splash. They're going to have top-notch, creative, engaging personalities and singers this year, and the heat is on. So I think already in the auditions we saw some pretty talented people.
Another contestant who fits that bill, in my view, was 16-year-old Victoria Huggins from Lumberton, North Carolina. Let's hear a little bit of her audition.
He's leaving on that midnight train to Georgia. Yeah, he said he's going back to find who a simpler place and time. Oh, yes,
Victoria Huggins, although quite young, is already an established gospel music entertainer. She's won several awards. Her mother, who is a stay-at-home mom but also devotes herself full-time to managing her career. Here we have a great example of how what Idol contestants are like in this late time in the show, which is that they are not what we would consider true amateurs, usually. There's always one or two Idol strivers who have less experience and really need the kind of mentoring and molding that is supposedly provided by the show. But you know, even the ones who seem like they're coming from the most impossible situations, like Travis Orlando, the young twin from the Bronx who had had a really tragic set of circumstances in his life, was living in a shelter, had had illness and unemployment in his family, lives in a really rough neighborhood. He also spent some time in a Christian pop band and has his own web page. So that crushing realization that just like there are no amateur cooks, we're all striving to be Bobby Flay. Uh-huh. There are really no amateur musicians. And American Idol has become more about finding in the corners of the pop world the people who should be in the center. We want the heartwarming story, but we don't need them to be rough hewn. We just need them to grow somehow. And it's going to be interesting to see how the contestants grow under the tutelage of this new judges panel, who I think has a lot to offer them, lots of experience, lots of performing experience. And that's going to be really helpful for the show and for the contestants.
We've been talking about American Idol with Anne Powers, chief pop music critic of the Los Angeles Times. Anne, thank you.
Thanks so much. Keep tuning in for Idol.